Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
Good morning, everybody. Great to see you. Glad you're here. By the way, I'll pull that out in just a second. I like to tell a funny story starting off. There was these two friends. Their sailboat sank. They swam to this deserted, remote island. And one said to the other, said, "We're sunk. We'll never get out of here. Nobody knows where we are." The other man said, "We're all very peaceful and cheerfully." He said, No, there's really nothing to worry about." He said, "At my church, I'm a tither. My pastor will find me." You know what one of these is? Everybody? You use one of these? Good, good. Then you can relate to my sermon today. Oh, there's a picture of it on there. There we go. There it is. What was life before the remote? Can anybody remember? If you can remember when the remote came into your home, you're pretty old. No. Actually, I remember whenever in our living room, which was a pretty big living room, back when we were just married, we had a 13-inch TV that looked like this. Go ahead. Yeah. Did you have one that looked like that? You're pretty old. Still have it? I'm sorry. No, we had a 13-inch in our living room. And in our bedroom, we had another TV. It was a 7-inch TV. And if you wanted to change the channel, oh no, you didn't have one of these. You had to get up, change the channel, and there wasn't that many channels anyway. Yeah. 4, 5, 8, 11, that was about it. So I'm so thankful for this. This is a great modern invention. I do a lot of channel surfing because of this. Do y'all do that? Y'all are looking at me like, "Huh? What is that contraption?" Yeah. Yeah, Jason said he was looking for the wife mute on the remote. It's just a joke. Oh, there's lots of buttons we wish that were on there that are not. But if you're on like DirecTV or Dish or something like that, you might have 200 plus channels. Yeah. No? But I do. And so I'm just surfing right through them. I mean, I've got a turbo on my remote. I can really zip through there. And there's some channels that I can't get off fast enough. And the embarrassing part is my wife watches them. Dr. Pimple Popper. Admit it, how many of you have ever seen that TV show? Yeah. How about Botched? Okay, yeah. And, of course, then there's the veterinary. There's several veterinary shows that's got the surgeries on the animals. Yeah, close up. Yeah. No, just I'm going to surf till I get to 218, which is the golf channel. I'll watch anything on the sports channel. Oh, yeah, the Project Runway, I won't watch that one either. So when I land on a channel I don't like, I just go, that's all right, I got one of these little things. There we go. Yeah, I'm not bound by that. So here's what I want to say. You've got one of these in your head. So there's channels in your head that are on the screen, you don't have to watch. You have a remote. You can change the channel. How many of you have had something projected in your mind that you tried to change and you couldn't? It just kept flashing back up there. Well, you need some batteries in your remote. But here's what I want to say. You can change the channel, but you've got to learn how to do it. And if you do it just a few times and win that victory where it stops flashing back up and you've got a new screen, then you're ahead of the game. You can do that. Why watch ugly, depressive ones when you could watch something uplifting, encouraging, helpful, happy, hopeful? So, unfortunately, the screen in your mind, there isn't much of a filter. It just goes ahead and pops up anyway. How about in the middle of the night? Something pops up and you're thinking, why am I thinking about that? And it's not just thinking about it. There's actually a screen in there. God gave you a screen in your brain. Some people call it right brain, left brain, all that. Everybody's got one. And everybody can view these pictures. And some of them are pleasant, but most of them are disturbing. And I'm going to give you a list of those and see if any of those ever pop up on your screen. But what we want to do is start projecting something different, something positive, uplifting, educational, something that ministers to your inner man. And even ladies, you have an inner man, men and women. Yeah. Healthy stuff. So he or she can grow, excel, advance, mature, overcome, live in peace, be victorious. You're not a victim. You don't have to watch this stuff. You have a remote. It's built in. So here's what I've learned. You can believe all the right Bible verses about Jesus' death and resurrection and about your salvation. But what is showing on the TV screen in your mind? It's broadcasting something all the time. So the good news is you have a remote. You can use it. Not too many people know about it. So you see, you're getting secret inside information about what's going on up here. What? Not much going on up there? Oh, yes, there is. Yes, there is. They say you're talking to yourself all the time, which means you're also showing something on the screen in your mind all the time. So, how it works is a channel pops up. Let's call it bad things from the past. Embarrassing things. Or, you hurt me. All these things from the past. They can pop up. And to be healthy and protect a good attitude, change the channel with your built-in remote. All right, let's look at Philippians 4, 8, and 9. There we go. Whatever is true. Oh, by the way, this HCV down here, that's the Hinton Contemporary Version. Because you're going to see I added something to contemporize this scripture. But I believe it's still true to the spirit of this scripture. So whatever is true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, put those things up on the video screen of your mind and watch them often, and the God of peace will be with you. So it helps to know this scripture. If you didn't know the scripture, you wouldn't know what to project, what to dwell on, what to remind yourself of. So there's a good one right there. When something negative pops up, something that says you're a loser, you're no good, you'll never amount to anything, you've blown it. Wait a minute, hold on just a second. Those are the devil's channels. Yeah, I'm not going to dwell on that. Why do I want to see that over and over? And the devil says, well, I'm going to show it to you over and over. I'm going to beat you down with it. No, no, you're not. Here's what I'm going to do. Whatever is true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, that's what I'm going to think on. Also, Matthew 6:21. This is also the Hinton Contemporary Version. Where your treasure channels are, y'all see the little change I made? Okay. Where your treasure channels are, there your heart will be also. The eye of the lamp, the eye is the lamp of the body. So if the image you have formed of yourself is healthy, your whole body will be healthy. Well, is there really a TV screen in your brain? Yes, there is. There really is. You could just shut your eyes right now. Don't do it because you might go to sleep. You could shut your eyes right now and start seeing things. And oftentimes it's familiar things, things that do play over and over again. And I don't know why it is, because I guess it's because of the fall of Adam, you know, that we're kind of wired negatively rather than positively. These images are negative about us, about other people, and even about God. So, here's what I want to say. There's a remote in your hand, spiritually, talking about inside now. So you can watch ones that build you up, balance you out, give you ability, courage, and perseverance. Have you ever watched that TV show, How It's Made? Yeah. I watched it one time. They were showing how they make a guitar. I went, hey, that's cool. One time it was how they made peppermint candy. We take that for granted. After that, I said, I'd pay anything for that. I mean, that's not an easy process. Appreciated it so much. But then I found out there's another channel from God, not on your TV, but up here and in God's Word. It's called How You Were Made. Would you like to watch that channel? How You Were Made? How God created you? Here's how it is. Glorious, capable, strong, sufficient in Christ, happy, healthy, and whole. That's how you were made. Just like Adam before the fall. I want you to picture that for a minute. Whatever Adam had, whatever Adam was, whatever relationship he had to God the Father, that's what we have in Christ. We always say, just as if I'd never sinned. How about that? Just if we were back in the garden before Adam and Eve sinned, before they ate of the forbidden fruit. So they ate from the tree of life daily and often. They never had to change the remote. Don't forget about this. It's God's channel all the time. But we lost that in Adam, but we got it back in Christ. I like to have a lot of pauses in my sermon. Time to stare at you, and you can stare back at me, and I'm going to go, and you'll say, we got it. What we lost in Adam, we got back in Christ. Don't settle for anything short of that. Just a little improvement's not enough. Just, oh, I know I'm going to heaven when I die. Don't you have more than that right now? I didn't know that. I just thought I was going to heaven. No, everything that Adam lost, you got back in Christ. Okay, so we're going to have a list here of some of God's channels. All right, I'm going to read them real fast, or maybe even skip a few because you're going to be ahead of me. You've already seen them on the screen. I'm loved, accepted, redeemed, changed, anointed, blessed, gifted, and equipped. Would you like to watch those on TV in your mind? You can do it. If you know about it, then you can project them up there and say, whoa, stop right there. I'm going to play God's channel. I'm going to think about and dwell upon who I am in Christ and what I have in Him. Seated with Christ. Crucified with Christ, risen with Christ, declared righteous. I can do all things through Christ, changed from glory into glory. That's just a few. You want a few more? Here we go. Faith is a mustard seed, my help and my refuge. My grace is sufficient. You are worth more. God is good all the time. God answers prayer. Victory is mine. You like those channels? Do you take them for granted? Yeah, we do. But don't. That's my message today. Don't. Yeah. Something negative starts playing in there. Stop right there. I've got my devil. I've got my remote. Going to change it. How do you like that? Well, I'll just wait till you go to sleep, then I'll get you. Say, no, I'm going to pray before I go to sleep that the devil can't project anything while I'm sleeping. It's going to be God's channel all the time. Oh, you want some more? Trust in the Lord. He'll never leave you or forsake you. God of second chances, he that began a good work in you, in everything give thanks. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Oh, that's just a few, of course. That's just what I thought of on the top of my head. I would have a pretty good day if I projected that all day long. See, it's not about having a religious day, a churchy day. It's about having a great day with a great attitude. All kinds of possibilities and potential unlocked for you to live in your new identity. Your identity is not Adam. Your identity is Christ. Okay, so here's the key. I don't know if I made a slide for this. I've got it right here. You can look at it right here. It says how to access, and this is the key. So if you haven't listened to anything else, or if you're thinking, I don't get what he's talking about, here's the key. That's a nice idea, but I don't know how to access any of those channels. Downer channels have a tendency to just keep popping right back up, and I can't seem to stop it. Important, get this. Read the truth from God's Word until it forms an image on the screen of your mind. So how long does that take? How much reading and rereading does that take? Well, you've got to outlast the devil. You've got to outlast the devil until he just goes, forget it. This person's hopeless. They're just thinking about whatsoever is good, true, lovely, excellent, good report all day long. Can't project anything. He cannot jerk this out of your hand, folks. He can't. The remote is in your hand. That's right. If he tries to pull on it, just go, wait a minute, what are you doing? That's mine. And I'm going to watch the channels I want to watch. Not Dr. Pimple Popper. Not you'd better give up. Not you can't do it. Not going to watch those channels at all. Read the truth from God's Word until it forms a positive image in your mind. And here's the neat part about it. Now, with the service that I get, I have favorite channels I can program in. How about y'all? Do you have those like favorite channels? Okay, that's what I've done. So I've eliminated a lot of the stuff. The only trouble is Becky likes to watch Project Runway, Botched, Pimple Pop. So those are still in there. But boy, when I'm surfing through, get me off of that. Oh, I saw it. Ah, gosh. And she goes, why? She goes, that's neat. I think it's interesting. Wife mute. Has that ever worked? The wife mute. She just grabs it from me and she's got a husband mute. How do you like it now? So you got your favorite TV programs. Why don't you create some favorite ones in your mind? It's not that you have to watch it. It's not just religious doctrine and stuff like that, boring stuff. No, nothing boring about peace, is there? Anything boring about joy, hope, good things? No, that's how you have a great day. Make God's channels your favorite channels. So, the Bible, has anybody ever seen these Bibles that are actually, I think it's called a picture book Bible, something like that? Am I getting it right? Okay, you know what I'm talking about. It's just a whole bunch of pictures. Now, I can relate to that. I like the picture Bible. The Bible is a picture book. It's meant to impress things in your mind, impress them on the screen in your brain. Make it a picture book in your mind. Play it like a video. If an old tape, an old negative video pops up, change the channel. Because the Bible says we're not ignorant of his devices, his tricks. So his trick is to get you stuck on a negative channel. Play it over and over again in your mind. What does that do? It drags you down. One passing program doesn't impact your joy and peace one way or the other. But if you watch it often enough, your thinking goes in that direction, good or bad, negative or positive. Because you are impressionable. You'll say, oh, well, that stuff doesn't. Yeah, oh, yeah, I'll watch The Exorcist. That didn't bother me. Yeah, then it wakes you up every night and see the head spinning around and things like that. Yeah, you know, it does make an impression upon you. So what you think about yourself, what you think about other people, you can be discouraged or encouraged. Which would you rather have? Helpless or hopeful? Victor or victim? Purpose-driven or clueless about the victorious life God has for you? Did I do the negative channels? Where are they? Hey. Oh, well. Anyway. Does anybody know what happened? No, you weren't there when I was working on my sermon. Oh, well, anyway, I thought of one. Has this one ever played Poor Pitiful Me? Has that ever played? Yeah, what's showing tonight? Poor Pitiful Me. You know, it's kind of fun. Not fun exactly, but you can't hardly stop watching it. What? Oh. What? Oh, okay, there's some of them right there. All right. So I just want to comment, though, on the Poor Pitiful Me. You know, if there's somebody that could have watched that channel over and over again, it would have been Paul from the Bible. Yeah. He goes in town, preaches the gospel. They beat him up, throw him outside of town, left him for dead. You know, he could have gone, let's see, Poor Pitiful Me. Let me watch that. Another time, he and Silas were in prison. And it was about midnight, and they were already complaining to each other about their pastor hadn't come to see them. No, I made that part up. They weren't complaining. What were they doing at midnight, Jason? That's right. Praying and worshiping God. Yeah. You know what they did? They would not play that channel, Poor Pitiful Me. Yeah. If there's anything praiseworthy, let us think on these things. Paul and Silas would not play that tape, Poor Pitiful Me. But you know what? There might have been a time or two that he was tempted. Here he is in jail. And then he says, you know what? Instead of playing that video, Poor Pitiful Me, I know what you're thinking. They didn't have videos back then. But they had pictures. Okay. Poor Pitiful Me. Instead of that, I think I'll just write one of the books of the Bible. Yeah, I'll just send a letter to the Philippians. And say, whatever things are good, true, lovely, excellent, think on these things. Here he is in jail writing to them about the channel they should be watching. So project something positive, uplifting to your inner man. Got to be built up. We got to find out who we are in Christ. Get out of the negative, Poor Pitiful Me. My feelings are hurt. I'm offended. You know what? You'll just waste your whole day. How many of you have ever said, oh, that just reminds me of another channel I didn't put up there? Get ready. That just ruined my day. Anybody? Okay. Well, it popped up, but you don't have to watch it. Yeah, get it off of there. Put something positive. Put something good. Put something about who you are in Christ, how much Jesus loves you, the purpose that God has for your life, all kinds of good stuff. Get it off of there and put on something that builds you up. So how about that for a prayer sometime? Lord, today I'm just going to dwell on the things that build me up, give me joy, give me hope, give me peace, some things that will draw me closer to Christ and closer to my Heavenly Father. Let me see. Okay, hey. That's just about the end of my sermon. Don't start applauding. Parishioner mute. I should have an applause button on here, too, that just starts the applause, you know. Okay, that's enough. There you go. Okay. So, how many of you have got it? You got it already? Hey, good. You know, why go on if you've already got it? Just smile at me if you've got it. Smile at me. You ready for me to stop? Okay, so here we go. We're going to have a closing prayer. I like to sometimes project a prayer up here that we can all pray together. So it's not just me praying for you. It's all of us praying together for all of us. So if you'd like to, I welcome you to repeat this with me. God, I know it is vital to view the screen you want me to watch, not the negative, self-defeating tapes that the enemy wants to project on me, but the God-produced, uplifting, transforming images derived from the Word of God. God, I am making a commitment to watch the new creature programming over and over until your image becomes my image and Jesus' life my life. The remote is in my hand. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you're happy, say amen. Oh, if you're happy and you know it. Should we sing that? No, we're not going to. Yeah. All right. Well, God bless you. Thank you for being here, Camilla. Thanks so much for leading this morning. It was terrific. And y'all are terrific. God bless you.